This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's welcome aboard right now a champion, two-time champion with the Golden State Warriors, and that is David West, who joins us now, longtime NBA player. Hey, David, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning. We certainly appreciate it.
What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it, David. You know, how is it, you know, watching your Warrior team, you know, your former teammates doing their thing? I know they're all banged up right now, but, you know, taking in these postseason, these finals, you know, obviously a little bit from afar.
Right. Yeah, I thought that, you know, this is kind of where they would be. I think it comes down with them to health every single time. I guess the idea is that if they're healthy, they can compete and I'd probably do it at a higher level than anybody, but you know, it gets a little bit more tricky and complicated when they when they're banged up like they are now. So you know, I think it's a tough break, but nobody's gonna feel sorry for anybody. You know, they're just gonna have to figure out a way to get it done.
David, I mean, the Warriors, their depth, does it concern you? Look, they need you, dude. You got to get back out there.
I mean, that's one of the, you know, again, one of these guys are played at a very, very high level.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of those, again, it's just one of those things that, you know, when they're not healthy, it's just a chink in the armor, you know, and think they have the ability, obviously, to turn it on and play at that level. I said that, you know, few teams can reach, but, you know, you really got to have your help. And, I think that's really what the key to this series is and this finals is.
Well, you know, health is certainly a massive talking point around the Warriors. You know, one of the guys that has come back from injury and that quad injury is DeMarcus Cousins, David. When you see Cousins on the court, you know, didn't look good in great game one, played very well in game two, did not have any kind of lift in game three. What do you see, you know, from, you know, for the NBA fan that's watching Cousins, what do you see as a former player watching him battle back from this calf injury, and what do you think he can give this Warrior team game four tonight and beyond?
Yeah, again, it's about impact. So he's got to, you know, obviously Toronto does a great job, man. I think we forget, you know, just how we talk about depth, how deep they are. But they can throw a different type, you know, a few different types of looks at him. I think that frustrates him sometimes. But again, I think if he's healthy, if Cousins can play at a level where he's forcing them to deal with, you know, his ability to score from the outside, score inside, and is able to maintain, you know, defensively, well, I think he can impact them. But, you know, I think that, you know, Toronto's doing a great job of just being in attack mode, you know, shooting it, you know, really forcing the Warriors to adjust.
Listen to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Our special guest right now, David West, two-time NBA champion with the Warriors and chief operating officer of the HBL, which we'll get to in a second. Hey, so let me ask you, Dave, like you talk about the Raptors, you know, so what kind of challenges, you know, for a team going up against a guy with the talents of Kawhi Leonard, man? Break down Kawhi a little bit from you know, a player's perspective, a star, you know, star perspective type thing, star to star, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, Kawhi is you're just going to do everything right. I think that's probably the hardest thing to deal with, you know, going against a guy like that. You know, he's not going to shortcut it.
Right.
He's going to force you to account for him every single play. So you got to block him out when he doesn't have the ball. You have to watch him back cutting and when he doesn't have the ball. You know, you got to watch him constantly. And he's one of those guys who's just not going to cheat it. So it makes it – he's a very, very difficult player to deal with, especially when he's, you know, when he's scoring and shooting the ball freely and getting downhill on people. So, you know, the thing with Kawhi, you just got to – you have to crowd him. You've got to give him multiple looks. Can't let him get comfortable doing the same thing, because again, I think we've seen throughout this playoff that if you allow him to just get that rhythm, he can close, you know, with the best of them.
You know, David, obviously a massive talking point coming out of Game 3 was what transpired after Kyle Lowry went into the stands front row chasing a loose ball. It gets pushed by investor Mark Stevens, who, you know, part owner, you know, investor in the Warriors. He gets fined $500,000, banned for a year from all NBA arena, from NBA games. You know, in your experience, David, as a player, did you have any kind of – did you ever – I mean, you were a hustle guy, effort guy. Did you ever have an experience where you're going into the stands and – you know, a fan got into it with you?
No, I've never experienced that. You know, I think, you know, I think sometimes, you know, particularly at these games, you know, folks get folks lose sight, you know, why they're at the game. Mm. You know, you're there to be a spectator, you know, and your participation, you know, really should go no further than cheering or rooting for your team. And again, I think sometimes when guys get close, emotions get heated, people just lose that perspective.
Yeah, and they do. And you saw that, and certainly saw that last night. And I thought the way the NBA handled it, David, yesterday, I thought the NBA did, you know, they could have even did more. But I love the fact of what they did yesterday. What do you take on how they handled Stevens?
Yeah, no, you know, Adam's been great. You know, he doesn't. You know, I watched an interview of his yesterday, and he just said, you know, the process that they took was they just took into account all of the, you know, they listened to a bunch of different people, they listened to players, you know, but they have, you know, a certain level of conduct and standard that they want to hold everybody accountable to. And so they don't, you know, again, Adam makes sure, you know, makes sure that he gets as much information as he can. And I just think he does what he feels is the best interest of the league, of the players, and of the fans.
You know, we had like a healthy debate yesterday, David, on the show here about this. You know, I felt like it was really like for this guy Stevens to lay hands on any player. Okay, it's not right for any fan to touch a player, like push a guy aggressively. And I felt like, hey, listen, man, if Lowry or somebody else, you know, me as a former athlete. You know, you lay hands on me, I'm gonna defend myself. Now, so what happens now? I drill you. You know, I drill, right. I pop you in the face. You know what I'm saying? No, but really, you know the deal. Yeah. Like, so what happens now? So let's say that would have happened. In your opinion, you think if Lowry would have retaliated physically, you know, and LeBron brought this up on his Instagram yesterday. I don't know if you heard about it, but he was ticked off. And it's like, so if Lowry retaliates and says, okay, you push me man to man. Okay, so now, you know, I'm gonna slap you in the face. You know,
then what
happens, right? Then he's going to get suspended? I mean, what's just speak on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I just think, you'll see, that's why we, you know, the idea is that, you know, folks just have to maintain, you know, their perspective because, you know, luckily Kyle was able to, you know, I think he, in the moment, understood, you know, he was just very frustrated, didn't appreciate being touched.
Right.
But he was able to have clear enough, you know, mind not to take it there because if he does take it there, who knows what it spills into. So, again, I just thought, again, if people can just maintain their perspectives when they go to these games and just understand why you're there. The players are there to play, and you are there to spectate. Then just don't cross that line because then, again, you know, every player is not the same.
You know, David, tell us a little bit about what you're up to right now. Tell us a little bit about HBL.
Boom. The HBL, yeah. You know, we're working on becoming the premier college basketball destination for you know, the up-and-coming generation of basketball players. We feel like they don't have a secondary option. You know, I think if you think about what's happened in the last couple of weeks, you know, two pretty high-profile players have decided to go another route, which is, you know, leaving the country to go play somewhere else. We feel like that option should be available right here for them.
I think that's great. I mean, just doing a little research on HBL, and it's awesome that, you know, it's for a kid that maybe doesn't want to go to college or just it's not going to work out for him or whatever, and maybe he needs financially needs help or his family, but yet he's an elite player, something like HBL where, correct me if I'm wrong, salaries could be between $50,000 and $150,000 per season based on market value, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
and
great.
Then, you know, again, we have, I think, where we are, you know, these kids want to, you know, take control over their futures. These guys, you know, both of these the guys who made the decisions in the last couple weeks have been They just want to get to basketball. They don't want to have to go through, you know, a traditional process that, you know, they think is outdated, we think is outdated. And again, why don't they have, you know, choices? If you think about the amount of choices that these coaches have, their ability to move, you know, go into different arenas without penalties, it's like the players are the ones that we say, no, you have to do this, you have to do that, even if, you know, the results that that the bulk of these players are getting aren't always positive. We talk about, you know, some of the outcomes that we're seeing, and particularly, you know, guys going into the college system and losing value. Yeah, there's going to be, Zion Williamson is a no-brainer.
Right.
A guy like that. But then there are tons of other kids that get caught, you know, in environments where they just, you know, they want to be, you know, basketball people. They want to be professionals. And I just don't understand why we haven't, you know, why we can't create that opportunity right here for them.
I mean, which is fantastic, David. I mean, when you look at it, you know, you mentioned, you know, prevent some of the stories, and we've heard them all. You know, is there one in particular, you know, that kind of strikes home for you? An example of kind of a scenario that you clearly want to try and prevent happening?
Well, I mean, there's some very, very there's a few, you know, stories. I don't want to, you know, bring anybody's name up, but there's a few stories where you've got kids who have gone into these college environments where there's just not enough control, and there's just not enough focus on what they want to do and their primary focus, which is to become a better basketball player. You know, basketball is no longer just a sport. It's a trade.
Right.
You know, it's something that can take you anywhere in the world. It can introduce you to an entirely new set of opportunities and positive outcomes for yourself. And I think we limit, you know, these young athletes saying, well, you have to, you know, go this way or go that way. You know, we lose, again, some top talent every single year because kids who just academically don't have what it takes to compete in the current structure, and it's really rigid. There's no right, you have the standard. Guys have to achieve a certain level in their GPA. Guys have to achieve a certain level in their SAT, ACT. But we know all of these young athletes aren't given the same resources.
Right. Some kids coming up at the middle school, high school, then they go to college. Now you say, okay, look, you got to keep a 2.0 GPA. It's not that easy for a lot of kids that weren't honed up academically to the point you're making. And you know, I found it interesting. A few minutes ago you said here when we were talking to you that a lot of the kids – you know, feel like it's an outdated process, you know, as far as that you have to, you know, I got to tell you, I think that's very interesting and it makes sense because look, you know, the deal, right? You've seen it and we still see it. Kids come out of high school that are really good players and then they go to a college program and maybe that coach, something happens as a senior ahead of them or a junior and he's riding pine. He gets frustrated. He loses that intensity as a player and then you get lost to that college show and then you're done right or wrong. That happens all the time, you know?
Exactly. And what we find is, that you're dealing with, again, when you're dealing with a system that's outdated in our opinion, a lot of the college systems, you know, prepare kids to be the very best they could be while they're in college. And they're not necessarily helping these kids get better for the next level.
Mm.
So I think that's where, you know, the kids in particular, these athletes get frustrated is because they have goals and aspirations, but they have to put those goals and aspirations on hold for a year. Sometimes 2 years.
Right.
And sort of make this shift into this, you know, college basketball, which, you know, has different rules, different timing from the pro game. So we want to get rid of all that. We want to introduce them right away to a pro environment, compensate them, put them in an educational track, you know, in the fall and winter months that is specific to the individual needs of that athlete. So if this kid is saying, hey, look, I want to get in some classes that help me focus on
being
a better public speaker.
That's cool.
Help me deal with the media better. Help me choose an agent and building my, you know, financial team so that I have some financial safety and security going into this new realm. Those are the types of educational, you know, tracks that we want to put our young athletes in because we feel that's going to better prepare them.
So helping their whole brand, basically, their whole brand as an athlete. That's great, man.
Well, that's all. That's really good. David, for those that want to find out more information on the HBL, how do they do that?
Hey, go to hblleague.com. You know, we've got go to the website, check us out, look at, searches on the internet. We've got articles. And again, we're just going to continue to spread the word, continue to build momentum behind what we're doing and create this opportunity for young athletes.
No real question. Good. We'll tweet it out. You know, awesome. David, we'll close out the conversation. We appreciate the time this morning. And best of luck with HBL. It's fantastic in helping young athletes and certainly with their decisions early on in their lives. When you look at this finals, a big game for tonight. Thompson expected to give it a go. Toronto's been great in the series. They've been the better team and deserved leading the series 2-1. How do you think the rest of this series plays out, David?
You know, to be honest with you, it's going to come down to health. Obviously, if Clay is healthy and he's making shots, I would imagine my idea is they're going to win game four. But again, it's going to come down to whoever wins decisive game. So, obviously Toronto winning tonight will put a lot of pressure on the Warriors to respond. But I think they're going to get the energy they need at home. I think Clay is going to have an impact. And again, hopefully, they can make their run and even this thing up.
Well, they've been great in third quarters. Do you think we see Durant in this series at any point, David?
I just don't know. I don't know. I know KD, and I know that if that dude could play,
he'd be playing.
And the fact that he's not playing, is a bit concerning because I know that means that he's banged up a little more than me, maybe even I anticipated, because he's such a baller and a hooper. He doesn't want to miss these moments. I just don't know. I've always said that the Warriors healthy, fully loaded. Obviously I don't think anybody can compete with them. But the one area that weakens them is their health. And if they're not completely healthy and can play at that pace, for a whole game because of health, then it opens them up for a challenge.
David West, a two-time NBA champ with the Warriors, longtime NBA star, now the chief operating officer of HBL. Check it out, hblleague.com, for more information. Hey, David, we appreciate the time this morning, and thanks for getting up early with us, and have a great weekend, all right? And best of luck with the HBL.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, bud.
Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.